I'm going to call this meeting of the Legislative Council to order. Calling this meeting to the Legislative Council to order, I'm a little out of sequence because it's sunny again here in Juneau. It is 1:06 a.m. p.m. They're nodding incorrect. See how disturbed I am by that sunshine? And I forgot to check, is Molly doing our attendance and counts? Okay, Ms. Kiesel? No?
I'm doing the counts, the roll call.
The roll call, okay. Ms. Geary, can you take the roll, please?
Representative Klayman. Representative Edgman.
Here.
Representative Foster. Speaker Stutes.
Here.
Representative Tilton.
Here.
Representative Tuck.
Here.
Senator Bishop. Senate President Michicki.
Here.
Senator Hoffman. Senator Hughes. Senator Hughes. Senator Schauer. Senator Stedman. Senator Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here. And will you go back?
Senator Hughes.
Senator Hughes, if you can hear us, we show you online, but you are not coming through, so perhaps you're on mute.
Well, 8 members present.
We have 8 members responding to roll calls present. So we have enough members to conduct business. The first item is approval of the agenda. Senator Reinbold, do we have a motion?
Madam Chair, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the agenda as presented.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. The first item of action on the agenda is approval minutes of the January 17th, 2022 meeting. Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council approve the minutes dated January 17th, 2022 as presented.
Anyone seeking a question? My attention? If not, I hear no objection. Then the minutes are approved. The next item is sanctioning of a charitable event. Senator Reinbold, do you have that motion?
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Legislative Council ratifies the chair's sanctioning of the following charitable event per AS24.60.0808B. A is a fundraiser for the Ukraine Charity Dinner and Silent Auction and the Arctic Rec Center.
Going to object for purposes of discussion. I sanctioned this event. It occurred on May 19th in Anchorage. The 501c3 status of the charity was verified prior to sanctioning. Is there any discussion or objection, further objection to the motion? Hearing no objection, I'm going to remove my objection and then state that this event was sanctioned. The next item is a contract for the Anchorage LIO office, the Anchorage janitorial contract assignment. Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion for us?
I move that the Legislative Council approve the assignment contract for Anchorage janitorial services from Q1 Corporation to Q1 Services LLC for the duration of the contract and any optional renewed period.
And I'm going to object for purposes of discussion and ask J.C. Kestel, our procurement officer, to the table to briefly describe and summarize for us what this means in on a contract assignment.
Thank you, Chair Hannon. For the record, my name is J.C. Kestel, Procurement Officer of the Legislative Affairs Agency. I come before you today. The agency is requesting permission to approve the assignment of the Anchorage Janitorial Services contract from Q1 Corporation to Q1 Services, LLC. The company has changed ownership on June 1st and wishes to retain this contract if approved for assignment with LAA. There are five optional one-year renewals on this contract once the initial term expires in August. Happy to answer any questions regarding the contract assignment and consent.
Are there any members seeking the floor? All right, seeing or hearing no one, I'm going to remove my objection and ask Ms. Geary, because I believe we are ready for a roll call vote. We do need an affirmative vote to transfer that, to assign that contract to the new owners. Ms. Geary.
Representative Edgeman.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton. Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senate President Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Hughes. Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
8 yeas, 0 nays.
With 8 yeas and 0 nays, that motion has passed. The next item is to go into an executive session to discuss RFP 655, security for the Anchorage Legislative Office Building, and a matter relating to legislative social media accounts. Senator Reinbold, do you have a motion for us to go into executive session?
I move that Legislative Council go into executive session under Uniform Rule 22B1, discussions of matter, the immediate knowledge of which would adversely affect the finances of government unit, and 22B3, discussion of a matter that may, by law, be required to be confidential. The following people may remain in the room or online for the executive session: Jessica Geary, Sanjay Lesh, J.C. Kessel, Mike Waranda, Ramey Vincent, Emily Nauman, and any House Finance Committee Secretary present in the room, any legislators not on Legislative Council, and any staff of Legislative Council members.
Ms. Geary, can you please call the roll on the motion?
Representative Edgeman.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Here.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Tuck. Representative Tuck. Senate President Machicki.
Yes.
Senator Hughes. Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senator Hughes. 8 yeas, 0 nays.
With 8 yeas, we have enough members to go into executive session. I'm going to take a brief at ease while we clear the room. call this meeting of the Legislative Council. We are back from executive session. Ms. Geary, can you please make a roll call so that we can establish that we've maintained a quorum?
Representative Edgeman.
Here.
Speaker Stutes.
Here.
Representative Tilton.
Here.
Representative Tuck.
Here.
Senate President Michicki.
Here.
Senator Hughes.
Here.
Senator Stevens.
Here.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Here.
Chair Hannon.
Here.
Nine people present.
We have nine members present. We are back on the record. We have a motion regarding RFP 655, the Anchorage Legislative Office Building Security Contract. Senator Reinbold.
I move that the Legislative Council approve the award of RFP 655 for Anchorage Armed Security Services to Phoenix Protective Corporation for a two-year contract and five optional one-year renewals with a not-to-exceed value of $168,000 and no $100. That's $168,000 per contract year.
I'm going to object for the purposes of discussion for Mr. Kestel to briefly summarize the item.
Thank you, Chair Hannon. For the record, my name is J.C. Kestel, Procurement Officer of the Legislative Affairs Agency. The current contract for armed security services at the Anchorage Legislative Office Building is due to expire June 30th. The agency conducted RFP 655, and it closed on June 6, 2022. There were two proposals received, one from Phoenix Protective Corp, one from Security Services Northwest Incorporated. The proposals were scored by a proposal evaluation committee. They scored their proposals individually, and we met as a group to record scores and tally the overall scores once the cost of proposals were added in. The PEC and the agency is recommending the award of RFP 655 to Phoenix Protective Corp. Based on the information provided in the memo attached, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
And I'm going to remove my objection and see if there are any members with questions or discussion. And hearing none, I believe you're ready for a vote. Ms. Geary, go ahead and call the roll on the motion.
Representative Edgeman.
Yes.
Speaker Stutes.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Tuck.
Yes.
Senate President Michicki.
Yes.
Senator Hughes.
Yes.
Senator Stevens.
Yes.
Vice Chair Reinbold.
Yes.
Chair Hannon.
Yes.
Nine yeas, zero nays.
With nine yeas and zero nays, we have approved the motion and awarded the contract. I have nothing further to come before the council today, so we are adjourned at 2:45 p.m. Thank you all. We'll talk to you soon.